Superintendent, how are you?
Good morning.
I read a story in the Detroit News written by Paul Egan, and it talked about a proposal that would allow the state, via one state senator who came up with this bill, to recapture $282 million of surplus funds that school districts may have put away because of frugality or whatever. School districts, and I quote from Paul Egan's report, school districts which face state aid cuts of $471 per pupil in Governor Rick Snyder's budget released February 17th said the plan punishes the fiscally prudent. And I love this quote here. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard, said John Kraluski, who is the superintendent of the Bendel Public Schools, which has a $4.6 million general fund surplus equal to 33.2% of its annual operating cost. You're not happy with this proposal, are you?
No, and I'd like to preface our conversation here by just saying, you know, that number you quote is an audited figure from our last audit here. Certainly, that is not going to stay there. So as we speak, you know, we're dipping into that reserve to even get through this year in order to maintain the quality of programs and the level of programs that we've had. The other thing I would mention is that just as you've said, the cut we're expecting for next year is really, you know, the reason why we have this fund is to address those kinds of things, and districts have been in that position for years now.
Well, according to Paul Egan's story, he mentions Michigan school districts have amassed a $1.6 billion in rainy day funds. Therefore, Senator Jack Brandenburg of Harrison Township, which is right next door to Mount Clemens, where I'm from, believes that the state should get these monies back. And even though you've been spending your money frugally, he believes you can't save like that, John. You got to give it back.
Yeah, that's ludicrous. You know, as I said, I think the thing, you know, we have a fiduciary responsibility to our community and the taxpayers to exercise our operations in the most efficient manner possible. We've been doing things for the past 10 years that are becoming buzzwords now, you know, consolidation of services, privatization, cost containment, consortium. We've been doing those things, and that's the reason why we're in this position today. You know, we're going to be able to weather the storm here going into next year and maybe the year after. And then after that, if things keep heading the way they are, we're going to be in the same position that many other districts are in already.
How did you attain this surplus? Was it planning, or did it just happen because of the cuts you made? How did that happen?
My predecessor, our former superintendent, John Engel, and our school board have been working for, like I said, probably the last 10 years on cost containment ideas. We're involved with an array of school consortiums. We have an energy management project consortium we're involved with. We work with other districts to cut costs on waste management. We have shared services through our intermediate school district. And in one case, we also partner with a neighboring district. In that example, we share a special ed coordinator who typically would cost the district about $100,000+. We've halved that cost by sharing the services. So we're in a transportation consortium with our ISD. We've privatized our custodial services. The list goes on, and I could talk about this for a long time, but the bottom line is that over a period of time, your savings add up. And the other thing I'd like to point out is that our community members, and we're not a wealthy district, we're a lower socioeconomic district, but our community's made a very strong commitment to education. We just passed a bond issue, which resulted in the addition of 4 classrooms. Now, of that fund equity we're talking about, we've put $2 million of that into reserve to pay that debt off. And in return, we're actually talking with our board about the possibility of not having to renew our sinking fund. So that burden would be lifted off our community taxpayers. Now, these are the kinds of things we're able to do because we have this fund equity. Without that, you know, quite possibly our buildings would not be in good shape, and we'd be going back to the taxpayers to say, hey, in order to maintain our buildings, we need you to pass this millage. So So the whole idea of sitting on money and storing money, it really is ludicrous.
We're talking with John Krulewski, who is the superintendent of the Bendel Public Schools in Genesee County, just near Flint. And John, in the way this information is presented, and I have to tell you, for 2 days we have been trying to get Senator Brandenburg on this program to no avail, so he could give his thoughts. But when I see this underlying is there, is that these schools are almost stealing, they're hoarding this money, and it could be used for better purposes.
Well, Mr. Brandenburg's never been in our district, and just as I would extend to you, anyone I talk to about the Bendel Public School District, I invite to come out. Don't take my word for it. Come out to our district. Let me show you around. Let me show you what we've been able to do. For a district our size, I believe we're unmatched in terms of what we can provide in terms of technology for our students and services, you know, such as social workers and things like that. But for anyone to say, we're going to take the money from a poorer community because you've been fiscally responsible, is... it defies all logic, especially in the times we face today.
Do you believe this is a case where Mr. Brandenburg needed to maybe think this through or ask some more questions before he came up with this proposed bill?
Well, you know, I certainly would hope that as an elected official, he's well informed before he makes those kinds of decisions. But, I, you know, on a cynical side of things, you have to look and see what other things are out there that maybe this is a smaller piece to a bigger puzzle. You know, when you have money in a school aid fund and you say this is going to community colleges, and then you put school districts in this position, you know, what's out there that is there something else out there that helps make this a little more sensible? And right now, when you add on this proposed legislation on top of what the governor's already doing with school districts, I have a difficult time understanding that we're really doing what's in the best interest of education here in the state.
John, thanks so much for your time. I get a sense we'll be talking again soon.
Well, thank you very much. And like I said, I invite you to come on up and take a look at what we're doing here. And, you know, that way listeners have a better idea coming from the media that, you know, we're all on the same page and hopefully we'll continue to be on the right track.
John Krulewski, superintendent of Bendel Public Schools. Thanks so much.
Thank you.